Friends, I invite you to join with me in the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter. The scripture I'll be reading begins at verse 6. John chapter 17, beginning at verse 6. This is a passage of scripture where Jesus is praying, and he is praying for his disciples. He is prepared to make his transition from this life to the next, and before he goes, he offers a prayer over his disciples. The Gospel of John chapter 17, beginning at verse 6. Will you hear now God's word? I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and they know the truth that I came from you. And they believed that you sent me. I'm asking now on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. See, there again, that's that reminder that we are beloved children of God. Jesus is asking on our behalf. Jesus is asking on our behalf as beloved children of God. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I've been glorified in them. And now I'm no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name, that you who have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that scripture might be fulfilled. And that's referring to Judas. Judas being the one that was lost. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things to you in the world so that they may have joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I did not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is the truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself so that they might also be sanctified in the truth. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength, and our salvation. Amen. Earlier this week, Pastor Sarah posted on our Myers Memorial Facebook page a video that I wish I had the capabilities of sharing with all of us this morning, because it's this fascinating story. It was a news article from CBS News, and it's about a 4-year-old little boy named Austin Perrine. This 4-year-old little boy dons himself in a superhero cape, and in fact, he chooses to live life in the world as this superhero. You see, little Austin had watched an Animal Planet video where he saw the mother panda leave her cubs behind. And his dad explained to them, why in the world would the mother do this? And now what was going to happen to the cubs because they were separated? And the dad said to him, well, they'll be homeless. And so, of course, you can imagine an inquisitive 4-year-old wants to know what homelessness is and wants to know, in fact, are people homeless? And, of course, the sad reality that Austin learned that many of us know is that, in fact, many, many people live their lives in homelessness. 4-year-old Austin decided that he could make a difference. He could make a difference, and he wanted every bit of allowance that he would receive or money that he got on birthdays, he wanted this money to go into a special collection that he was going to use to make a difference. The way he made that difference was that superhero cape that he had on his back, and he went into the world, into the community, into the homeless, and he took them a chicken sandwich. Little 4-year-old Austin in his super cape running up to the homeless individual and giving them this chicken sandwich. And then it always came with this reminder to the person who was the recipient of the sandwich, little Austin would say to them, don't forget to show love. Don't forget to show love. So even in Austin's giving the love, he was reminding the other beloved child of God that their job was to show love. In fact, hashtag our mission is to show love. Austin's dad describes how his son is teaching us and him how to live in the world. Austin's dad says this, that people get so caught up and whatever they have going on with their jobs, with their own children, that they forget. They forget that there's a world of people who just need to be loved. You and I get caught up in that same way, that there's a world of people around us that simply need to be loved, but we get so busy and so distracted by our day-to-day to-do lists and all the things that are coming up in our lives and all the burdens that we care. And we seem to forget that there are people around us that simply need to be loved. Jesus, as he prepares to ascend and be with his Father, is offering a reminder to his disciples that they're going to have a mission. They're going to have a job. And much of that job is to make sure that the world knows that there is love. You see, before Jesus ascends to be with his Father, he offers this prayer, this conversation with God, this intimate prayer where he prays for his disciples, the ones who are going to be left behind, the ones who are going to be living their lives out in the world, not of the world, but in the world. Those of us that are left behind, Jesus offers this prayer that God would protect them, that God would protect them as they lived out their mission, that God would keep them safe. Jesus had felt that that was his nurturing responsibility in his time on earth, was to keep his disciples safe. And now Jesus is saying, God, please protect them. Protect them as they live in the world. Unify them is the other thing that Jesus prays. Jesus prays that there might be unity. Unity among those of us who are left behind living in the world. Jesus says that just as the Father and the Son are one, may the people be one with each other. May we remember that we are brothers and sisters in Christ, bound together by the blood of Jesus Christ that crosses all racial, all ethnic, all socioeconomic, crosses any line or barrier that we can possibly create. And we simply are one. And Jesus prays that we might remain united. And Jesus prays that the disciples might find joy, that they might be perhaps like little Austin running down the street in a superhero cape. Because who can't be filled with joy when you've got the superhero cape on your back, running into a world, greeting a homeless person, giving them a chicken sandwich, and reminding them to go and share love? So Jesus prays that the disciples might find joy and that their joy may be made complete. This conversation, this prayer that Jesus is having with the Father is for those of us who find ourselves living in the world. That as we live in the world, that we might be safe, that we might be in unity, and that we might be filled with joy. Bishop Goodpaster, who was the former bishop of the Western North Carolina Annual Conference, always said to us as clergy, as he gave us our appointment for the next year, he said, I'm appointing you to a community. I'm appointing you to a community that just happens to have a United Methodist Church in it. I'm appointing you to a community that just happens to have a United Methodist Church in it. So from Bishop Goodpaster, I learned that my appointment as the pastor was into the world, into the community, and that this church in and of itself didn't exist just for the safety and the security of our walls. It didn't exist just for the beauty and glory of this place, but it existed to be in the world, in the community, in the neighborhood. John Wesley, our leader of the Methodist faith, said, the world is my parish. The world is my church. The world is the place that I am supposed to be in ministry. And Jesus, friends, Jesus says, I send you in to the world. I send you in to the world. The world. The world is not defined by a Walls at Myers Memorial. The world is not defined by geographic lines that say Gaston County or North Carolina or even the United States. Jesus sends us into the world, to people who are waiting to be loved, to people who are waiting to be noticed, to people who are needing to hear the good news of the gospel found through a relationship with Jesus Christ. The message to you and to me and to all of us who hear of this prayer that Jesus prayed on our behalf is that we would be safe, that we would be one, that we would have joy, and that we would be sent into the world. And as we're sent into the world, we're set apart. We're set apart to do ministry. That's the last part of Jesus's prayer. Jesus's prays that the disciples would be sanctified. They would be sanctified and set apart. They would be made holy to do this mission that Jesus once did and now passes on to us. By virtue of Christian baptism, each and every one of us who've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have been made ministers. We've been made ministers. The job is ours. The set-apart job is ours. To share love with the least, the last, and the lost. To reach out to the hungry, to clothe the naked. To visit the prisoners. To hold the hands of the homeless. To stand for justice for those who've been mistreated. That is the message that you and I are called to take. And we've been set apart and sent out to take upon ourselves. Next Saturday is going to be a day that we have the opportunity to be in the world. And this time, the in the world is in the most immediate part of the world that circles around Myers Memorial. Remember, we're serving in a community that just happens to have a United Methodist Church in it. So next Saturday, we have the opportunity to be the church in the community. We have the opportunity to show the community who the United Methodist Church is and, in fact, who the followers of Jesus Christ are. I hope that you will read the information about our day of service and you'll join us. You'll join us as we impact this community. You've already heard Sarah say that our surrounding area is mostly filled with businesses. There aren't many neighborhoods right in our immediate community. And remember, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, the community that I'm talking about kind of starts back at Greer Middle School, and it circles around towards Saki, and then keeps on circling towards the mall, and then back around at Planet Fitness, and then up to the jewelry store and out to Milano's. That's kind of our neighborhood, crossing over to Hannon Orthodontics even, the circle of businesses that are right around us. We are sent out. We are called into that community. So here's what's going to happen on Saturday. At Sherwood Elementary and at Greer Middle School, there'll be opportunities to offer end-of-grade encouragement for the students who will be taking those tests that the state of North Carolina says define their success. And we, as the people of God, want to remind them that they are beloved children of God, and so we're going to encourage them. Encourage them through some sidewalk chalk. Encourage them through a poster that reminds them that they can do this. At Dunkin' Donuts, just in front of the mall, we're going to have the opportunity to pay for people's donuts. Can you imagine the smiles on people's faces as we just stand there, perhaps, and remind them that they are beloved children of God and that we, the church, have their donuts this morning. The tab's on us. At Planet Fitness and in that shopping center, water's going to be handed out. Just as a reminder that any of us are thirsty, but the reminder that as beloved children of God, we hunger and thirst for righteousness, for justice, and we point people towards the living water, Jesus the Christ. at the laundromats that surround our church. Little boxes of detergent will be handed out. And the encouragement to somebody who probably barely has enough money to come and wash their clothes, let alone have the enough means to provide the detergent. We'll give them a box of detergent, remind them they're a beloved child of God, and help as they clean their clothes to remind them that all of us are made clean through the grace of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting to me that there are a number of auto parts and auto bell car wash and auto parts stores that really circle our church. And so the idea came to offer a breath of fresh air at all of those auto bell car wash, Advanced Auto Parts, and some other auto parts stores. So they're going to receive little air fresheners to hang in their car as a reminder that the love and grace of Jesus Christ is fragrant and invites them to remember that they are special. Jesus, praise. Praise that we would take seriously what it means to be sent out. What it means to be sent out into the world. And so I invite you next week. I invite you next week to go out. To take on our mission is to love. You can bring your superhero cape if you want to. But hopefully the joy that you have in Christ Jesus will be there as you remind others not to forget to show love. And in fact, you don't have to wait until next Saturday. Louisa ordered an abundance of flowers. And so there's flowers that are left over, and I'd welcome you at the end of the worship service to take a flower with you. And there's somebody that you're going to encounter today who needs to be reminded that they are a beloved child of God. Many of us might be going out to eat. Take a flower. Find someone who needs to be loved. Many of us might be going into areas where there are homeless neighbors. A flower might brighten their day. Many of us might stop at the gas station on the way home from church. Maybe it's the person in the car across from us, or maybe it's the clerk who's at the middle of their day and is frustrated because of all the grumpy people they encounter. And maybe it's that waitress. That waitress who's dealing with all the Sunday church crowd who expect that their food is delivered right to the table, right on time. Maybe it's that waitress or waiter that needs to be reminded they are a beloved child of God. Our mission, friends, is to love. May we go in the world. In the name of the Father, Son,